Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who serve on our various boards of farm groups, estates, farmers, and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I visited with you before about those farm and ranch folks who give their time, talent, and resources to make a farm organization or commodity group all it can be. As important as the national organizations are to agriculture, it all begins at the local level. County and state organizations are the basis for success. In fact, oftentimes one of our county or state board members will also serve in some capacity at the national level. I was reminded of that last week when six of our South Dakota Corn Board members attended the annual Commodity Classy. It was their job to make sure that South Dakota's ideas and concerns were heard in the caucuses and the setting of policies. I should mention the Commodity Classy is the nation's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused event, with attendance often running up against 9,000 people. Very simply, Commodity Classic is a perfect example of grassroots efforts at their finest. I've had the opportunity to attend two over the years, and two things really jumped out at me. First of all is the educational opportunities through the various presentations which go on throughout the day, and I'm talking a wide variety of topics. Technology, traits, international trade, marketing, government programs, risk management, soil health, and a whole lot more. The other thing is that board members who attend, such as the guys from South Dakota, spend the day in meetings which involve national items. The bottom line is it offers farm and ranch folks from across the nation the opportunity to gather in one place at one time and, as the saying goes, take care of business. Going to boast a little bit and tell you the old stockyards guy was one of the afternoon speakers some years ago. That's when I learned about the length of a talk. Now, I don't mind when people are looking at their watches while I'm talking. What I don't like is when they take the watch off and shake it to see if it's still running. That's when you better end your effort and head for the exit. All of you who give your time to serve, thanks a million. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you be safe as we approach spring, and thanks for everything that you do.